რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. თავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. ექსტრემისტების გაერთიანება ისლამურმა სახელმწიფო მიკისრა პასუხისმგებლობა ტეხასის შტატში მოწყობილ თავდასხმაზე. აზერბაიჯანში დაპატიმრებულ ჟურნალისტ ჩვენს კოლეგა ხადიჯა ისმაილოვას დღეს მიანიჭებენ მორიგ პრესტიჟულ პრემიას. საქართველოში მაჩების შაწყობის ბრალდები დააკავეს რამდენიმე ადამიანი, მათ შორის ფეხბურთელები. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვწლად. ექსტრემისტების გაერთიანება ისლამურმა სახელმწიფო მიკისრა პასუხისმგებლობა მისი თქმით პირველ თავდასხმაზე შეერთებული შტატების ტერიტორიაზე, სროლაზე, რომელიც ტეხასის შტატში ანტიისლამური ღონისძიების დროს მოხდა. ამ შეკრებაზე გამოფენილი იყო წინასწარმეტყველ მუჰამადის კარიკატურები. ისლამურმა სახელმწიფომ დღეს გაავრცელა ცნობა, რომ მისი წევრი იყო ორივე მამაკაცი, რომელმაც თავდასხმა მოაწყო გამოფენაზე ტეხასში. შეიარაღებული პირები ელტონ სიმფსონი და ნადირ სუფი 3 მაისს მოკლეს პოლიციელებმა. მომდევნო დღეს გამომძიებლებმა გააკეთეს განცხადება, რომლის მიხედვითაც ისინი ინციდენტამდე ადევნებდნენ თვალს ელტონ სიმფსონის მოქმედებებს. მაგრამ ოფიციალური პირები ამბობენ, რომ მათთვის უცნობი იყო სიმფსონისა და სუფის გეგმა თავდასხმა მოეწყოთ 3 მაისს. ბაღდადში სულ ცოტა 6 სამოქალაქო პირი დაიღუპა ექსტრემისტების გაერთიანება ისლამური სახელმწიფო წინააღმდეგ მებრძოლი შიიტების ოფისთან მოწყობილი აფეთქების შედეგად. პოლიციის ინფორმაციით დაიჭრა სულ ცოტა 13 ადამიანი. თავდასხმაზე პასუხისმგებლობა ჯერ არავის უკისრია. სპარსეთის ყურის მონარქები დღეს იკრიბებიან საუდის არაბეთში ექსტრემისტების გაერთიანება ისლამური სახელმწიფოდან მომდინარე საფრთხეზე და იემენში შიიტი მიამბოხეების წინააღმდეგ საუდის არაბეთის ხელმძღვანელობით მიმდინარე საჰერო ოპერაციაზე სასაუბროდ. საფრანგეთის პრეზიდენტი ფრანსუა ოლანდი იქნება პირველი დასავლელი ლიდერი, რომელიც დაესწრება სპარსეთის ყურის თანამშრომლობის საბჭოს შეხვედრას. აზერბაიჯანში დაპატიმრებული გამომძიებელი ჟურნალისტი, ჩვენი რადიო შტატგარეშე თანამშრომელი ხადიჯა ისმაილოვა დღეს დაჯილდოვდება ამერიკული პენ ცენტრის პრესტიჟული პრემიით. შეერთებულ შტატებში დაფუძნებული ეს არასამთავრობო გაერთიანება, რომელიც ხელს უწყობს გამოხატვის თავისუფლებას, ხადიჯა ისმაილოვას აქებს სიმამაცისთვის აზერბაიჯანის მართულ წრეებში კორუფციის გამოძიებისას. რუს ოპოზიციონერ ალექსეი ნავალნის და მის ძმას ოლეგს მიენიჭა უფლება დამცველი ჯგუფის ევროპის ხსოვნისა და სინდისის პლატფორმის ყოველწლიური პრემია, რომლის მიზანიცაა ტოტალიტარულ რეჟიმებთან ბრძოლის ხელშეწყობა. პლატფორმის განცხადებაში აქებენ ძმებ ნავალნების გაბედულებას, ბრძოლას და მსხვერპლს რუსეთის ფედერაციაში ფუნდამენტური დემოკრატიული ღირებულებებისა და თავისუფლებების დასაცავად. ალექსეი ნავალნი, რომელიც რუსეთის პრეზიდენტის ერთ-ერთი ყველაზე აქტიური ოპონენტია, ტვიტერზე წერს, რომ პრემიის დაჯილდოების ცერემონია 6 მაისს ბუდაპეშტში გაიმართება. ალექსეი ნავალნი და მისი ძმა ოლეგი შაშან დეკემბერში დამნაშავეცნეს დიდი ოდენობით ფულის მითვისებაში. ალექსეი შეუფარდეს 3.5 წლით პირობითი სასჯელი, ხოლო ოლეგს 3.5 წლით პატიმრობა. ორივე უარყოფს ბრალდებებს და მათ პოლიტიკურად მოტივირებულად მიიჩნევს. თბილისის საქალაქო სასამართლომ წინასწარ პატიმრობაში დატოვა თბილისის ყოფილი მერი გიგი უგულავა. ანუ არ დააკმაყოფილა უგულავას ადვოკატების შუამდგომლობა ახოთის ღონისძიების პატიმრობის ფორმის გაუქმებასთან დაკავშირებით. თბილისის საქალაქო სასამართლოში დღეს გაიმართა წინასასამართლოს ხდომა და ეს ხდომა 20 მაისამდე გადაიდო. ადვოკატების განცხადებით უკვე გასულია 9 თვე, რაც უგულავა პატიმრობაში იმყოფება სასამართლოს განაჩენის გარეშე ახოთის ღონისძიების ფორმის გამო, ამიტომ ის უნდა გათავისუფლდეს. საქართველოში საფეხბურთო მატჩებზე წინასწარი გარიგების ბრალდებით დააკავეს რამდენიმე ადამიანი, მათ შორის ფეხბურთელები. შინაგან საქმეთა სამინისტროს ცნობით გამოძიებამ დაადგინა, რომ დაკავებული პირები 10,000-დან 20,000-მდე ლარის თანხის სანაცვლოდ წინასწარ ურიგდებოდნენ საქართველოს ეროვნულ საფეხბურთო ჩემპიონატში მონაწილე სხვადასხვა გუნდის წარმომადგენლებს კონკრეტული საფეხბურთო მატჩების სასურველი შედეგი დასრულებისთვის. შემდეგ წინასწარ მიღებული ინფორმაციის საფუძველზე ონლაინ ტოტალიზატორებში შესაბამის ფსონებს ათავსებდნენ და მოგებულ თანხას ერთმანეთში ინაწილებდნენ. ეს იყო ახალი ამბები. თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to our request hour. Border Crossings on the air from Studio 4. And if you'd like to join us, you can call 202-619-2077. The studio phone number, and Felicia's ready to take your requests and dedications. Mebrat Tesfaye is requesting our first song today on the program. This is from Usher, and it's called Yeah.
Peace up. Peace A-Town. Up.
In the street, but a freak in a bed that say, Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
Border Crossings, that's Usher Raymond, and a request from Mebrat Tesfaye called Yeah, featuring Ludacris, and Usher these days sporting a beard and on crutches. Apparently he had foot surgery, which he's keeping very, very tight-lipped about, not discussing the nature of the surgery, but he had surgery on a foot, And because of that, when I saw him perform at the Earth Day concert a few weeks ago, he was on crutches. He performed and did a great show, even on crutches. Only he could get away with that. He's also engaged to get married. He announced his engagement to his girlfriend and his manager, Grace Miguel. The two announced the wedding plans back in January. So congratulations to Usher. I'm Larry London. I'd like to say hello to April. She's in Kuwait and originally from the Philippines, where everybody's a little disappointed in the outcome of the Mayweather-Pacquiao boxing match that took place over the weekend in Las Vegas. But now it's revealed that Manny Pacquiao, Pac-Man as he's known, actually is going to undergo shoulder surgery. He has some kind of a muscle issue in his shoulder that needs some repair. So I would venture to say there's going to be a rematch. That's only me. It's only me guessing. But, that, you know, hey, you make $300 million on pay-per-view, I think they're going to do it again. I also want to say hello to Elias in Ethiopia and Moses, who is our longtime listener. He's in Nigeria, and he works at the Immigration Border Control Center. That is a difficult job. Any immigration border control's got to be a hard job. And thank you for checking in with us on Border Crossings. Phones are open, 202-619-2077. If you'd like to join the show, you can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Go to twitter.com, send a tweet our way to #BCVOA, or you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and we'll meet you there. And take your request and your dedication and your entry into our now 54 CD giveaway that began yesterday and continues all throughout the month of May. Here is a request all the way from Brazil, where Wesley Ballin listens in Rio de Janeiro, and he wants us to play this Elvis Presley song, Are You Lonesome Tonight, on Border Crossings.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said that the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange. And why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Border Crossings. Elvis Presley, Are You Lonesome Tonight? One of his greats. And if you're an Elvis Presley fan, you might want to stop by Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Hotel, where Elvis performed more than 600 times in his career. They have opened up a brand new Elvis the Exhibition with 300 artifacts. Are you an Elvis fan, Ray?
Oh, baby.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Ray McDonald's in. That means it's Tuesday, and it means it's Chart Chat, and the host of our Billboard Top 20 Countdown, Ray McDonald, sits across from me, and with him come the three hottest hits in the land.
I cherry-picked three extra hot hits from this week's Top 20, and we're going to be catching up with current favorites and also welcoming a first-time act to the Top 20. But first and foremost, Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth share the number one position for a third week in a row with See You Again, and Wiz turned in a TV appearance last weekend, and he's also going to be hitting the road with a very interesting tour mate, and we're going to be talking about all of that right after See You Again.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
It's Border Crossings, and that's called See You Again. It's Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, and Wiz Khalifa performed that song on Saturday Night Live. I saw it.
Very emotional performance.
Yeah, it was very good. I really enjoyed it.
And usually, Charlie was on piano.
Yeah, that's true. And usually when when the music comes on, that's when I kind of get up and leave the room and do what I have to do. But this time, I couldn't leave the room. I really enjoyed the performance. And it's a request from Prince Ali Nene, and Ray tells us it's the number one song.
It is. It's the number one song for a third week, and I really want to see what Charlie Puth can do on his own. That guy's got a good voice. He's one talented dude. He came to prominence through his YouTube videos. You know, he's a product of the new world of recording. And so we'll see what Charlie can do on his own. As for Wiz, on June 10th, he's going to hit the road for a two-month North American tour with Fall Out Boy.
Interesting pairing.
Right, with Fall Out Boy and Hoodie Allen. And in a way, I think this works really well. This Fall Out Boy is part of the newer generation of rock acts. They are hip-hop influenced. There's a lot of back and forth there. So I think they're going to be getting a pretty much the same audience, a lot of crossover people, and I think it's going to work well.
It's very interesting when you combine different kinds of artists together. Like, for example, Nelly's on tour with the New Kids on the Block.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting pairing as well.
It's funny that you mentioned Nelly, because he is working on a country EP. He had that huge hit with Florida Georgia Line last year, and like 15 years ago he had a hit with Tim McGraw. So there's a lot of very interesting musical cross-pollination going on here. Speaking of country, don't you love the way we just lead into
it? You think we plan this stuff.
Yeah, it's like a well-oiled machine. The second song we're going to... Vince is laughing here in the control room. The second song we're going to spotlight here today is Girl Crush by Little Big Town. It moves from 25th to 18th place. This song started out somewhat controversially, although we later found out it was sort of a manufactured controversy. We'll talk a little bit about Little Big Town, what their plans are, and about the song itself after we hear Girl Crush.
I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It's slowing down. Everything she has, that smile and that midnight laugh, she's giving you now. I wanna taste her lips, yeah, 'cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. Yeah, 'cause maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a girl crush. I got a girl crush. She's pulling you in. Lord knows I've tried. I can't get her off my mind. I wanna taste her lips, yeah, 'cause they taste like you. Just as much, I got a girl crush.
going down.
I like that song. Girl Crush by Little Big Town jumps from 25th to 18th place on the latest Billboard Hot 100. This is their first top 20 pop hit, although they've been a very successful country group for the past few years. And earlier this year, there was some controversy about this particular song. A country blogger wrote that it seemed to have a lesbian theme and that Little Big Town was advancing the gay agenda. And the media picked up on this, and it seemed like there was this huge controversy around swirling around the song. As it turns out, that wasn't the case. Country radio embraced it. It became steadily more popular. And then last month, Little Big Town performed this song at the ACM, Academy of Country Music Awards, and they hit it out of the park. It was a great performance, and it's really taken off since then. Later this month, they're going to sing this song with Faith Hill at the Billboard Music Awards. That happens on May 17th, and who knows, it may rise even higher. I like it. It's one of those traditional, slow-burning ballads that you don't hear very much on pop radio anymore, so I really like that one. And later this year, they're also going to be working on a Christmas album, so we're going to get some Christmas music from Little Big Town. All right, time for one more song, and we're going to be catching up with Meghan Trainor, who, of course, is all about that bass. And then she had a pretty good follow-up hit with Lips Are Moving. She's got a third hit called Dear Future Husband. And we're going to be talking about Megan's experiences with Tinder, the dating service Tinder. So hang on for that right after Dear Future Husband.
Dear Future Husband, here's a few things you need to know if you wanna be my one and only all my life.
Take me on a day, I deserve a pay. And don't forget the flowers every anniversary. Cause if you treat me right, I'll be the perfect wife. Buying groceries, buying what you need. You got the 9 to 5, but baby, so do I. So don't be thinking I'll be home and making up the pies. I never learned to cook, but I can fight a hook. Sing along with me, sing along with me. Hey, you gotta know how to treat me like a lady, even when I'm acting crazy. Tell me everything's alright. Apologize, and maybe then I'll let you try and rock my body right. Even if I was wrong, you know I'm never wrong. Why disagree? Why disagree? Well, you gotta know how to treat me like a lady. Side of the bed. Hey. Open doors for me and you might get some kisses. Don't ever doubt it.
Radio თავისუფლება უსმინეთ ჩვენს პროგრამებს სადავო საკითხებს.
ეს იგი როზა ლუქსემბურგის ოცნების შრომის კოდექსი არის შესული.
სინამდვილეში ეს არის ქართული ოცნების ამომრჩეველთა საოცნებო შრომის კოდექსი.
და გადაცემებს საკითხებზე, რომლებზეც მოქალაქეთა უმრავლესობა თანხდება.
ჩვენ საქართველოში აბავშვოთ ევროპული ტიპის დემოკრატია.
ევროკავშირსა და ნატოში ინტეგრაცია არის ჩვენი სტრატეგიული არჩევანი.
რადიო თავისუფლება, ობიექტური მაუწყებლობის 60-წლიანი ტრადიცია.
Meghan Trainor laying down the law. Dear Future Husband, Better Love Me Right. It jumps from 24th to 20th place on the latest Hot 100. I don't think it's going to be another All About That Bass for Megan, but it's doing well, and now she's starting to explore the possibilities beyond North America. She performed at the Logie Awards in Australia on May 3rd, and starting on the 26th, she has 7 dates in continental Europe. So we'll see how Megan Trainor's music plays over there. Speaking of dates, this is interesting. Megan has been talking about her short experience on Tinder. Now, last week, Hilary Duff revealed that she was chatting with 9 guys on Tinder. Tinder, of course, being the online dating service, the dating app, where you swipe right or swipe left, depending on whether you like this person. Hilary Duff was talking with 9 guys, and she actually went on a bowling date with one dude. But Megan Trainor says back when she was just an aspiring songwriter, back before she got famous, she was on Tinder for about a week, and she says she just met with this parade of losers. Like, there was one guy that wanted to make out with her in his mom's car. Megan was all, I don't think so. No. No, so Megan is definitely not down with Tinder.
I know she wants some romance in her life because, you know, I read somewhere she had been set up with Nick Jonas's, you know, manager's best friend or something, and you know, but nothing happened from that. And so she said she was very nervous working with Harry Styles recently. You know, they collaborated on something. And so,
she's super young.
Yes, she is. 21, I think.
I believe it's
just
21.
She's just a youngster, a youngin'.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure she'll find love.
I'm sure she will. Her career is doing well. Megan Trainor, she's on a good career track right now.
All right. Well, speaking of good career tracks, Ray McDonald is right on track, speeding along on the Billboard Top 20 countdown every week, which can be heard on Thursdays.
Be heard on Thursdays on VOA. And also, you can come to my Twitter site, Ray on the Hits, at twitter.com, where I post the Top 20 countdown every Thursday.
And you also do a blog, I think, something like that. And you work with Lady DJ on something?
Right. Lady DJ, Shauna Renee, and I do a 10-minute popcast on Fridays, which I also post on my Twitter site. And it's sort of like what you and I do. Shauna and I just shoot the breeze for 10 minutes about the main pop stories of the week. We have fun.
All right, Ray McDonald, the expert on the charts, Mr. Billboard Top 20 Countdown himself. So thank you for coming in.
See you next Tuesday.
For Chart Chat. Every Tuesday here on Border Crossings, back to the request, Donna Tus Chorbe wants this song from Ellie Goulding. This is Love Me Like You Do on Border Crossings.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellite. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly.
Jan in Holland reached out for that one from Roberta Flack's collection. That is Killing Me Softly. Roberta Flack is the only solo artist to win two consecutive Grammys for Record of the Year. She did it in 1973 with The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, and the very next year, 1974, with the song we just played, which is Killing Me Softly, here on Border Crossings. Jan, thank you for that request. The last album Roberta put out was 2003. She put out an album called Holiday during the holidays. But she remains active. She does shows. She performs, but just hasn't recorded any new music for a long while. I'm Larry London. I want to say hello to our Facebook followers. The list gets longer as our family grows even larger. And all these folks have gone to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and clicked on like so they can become a fan of our Facebook page. Julio Andres is a new fan. Dufa Tayizu, Jean Nepo, Mila Grossa, Abdomen Siason, Ranginan Almas Arian, Jonas Malu Ivanovic, Ashu Igeda, Insengi Ismail, Mikias Yilak, Karungi Barbara, Ahmad Shoaib, Kidist Sene. Those are all new members to our Facebook page. You can go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and you can also join that list of folks, and we'd love to hear from you. Also, want to say hello to the people who have taken time to check out our Facebook page today on the show. Patrick Augustino, Yar Alec, and Michael Asayas, Papa Cajon, Amara El Falal Falalu, and a whole bunch of other folks are also with us on Facebook. So get there right now before it's too late. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And in just about 15 minutes, we will be saying goodbye. But before we go, we've got the Now 54 CD to give away. So hang around. That's coming up as well. Clement Gomer Jonah is listening in Nigeria. And he says, I love the show. Would you please play Wyclef for me? Here's Wyclef Jean knocking on heaven's door.
I remember playing my guitar in the projects.
Playing in the PJ.
A product of the environment.
Pour some liquor for those who passed away.
I told my mama to get up out of the hood.
Mama.
My dad taught me the American dream, baby.
You can be anything that you wanna be.
If I did it, y'all could do it.
Mama, take these guns away from here. Mama, I can't shoot them anymore. Cease fire. I feel a dark cloud coming over me. So cold, so dark. It feels like I'm knocking on the heaven's door. To Biggie Smalls and Tupac. Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door. To Freaky Ty and Big Harry. Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door. I tell the Princess Aaliyah way. Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door. To my brother Big Pun way. Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door. Oh Lord.
Would someone take these guns away from here?
Take these guns from the street. No. I can't shoot my brothers anymore. I seen a dark cry. I feel a dark cloud coming over me. It feels like I'm knocking on the heaven's door.
So sing along, street children.
Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door.
Until my daddy that passed away.
Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door.
To the God Fred Jordan
with. Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door.
To my people doing time with.
Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door.
Crips and blood, Latin Jesus.
The violence, though even though I know that the bad boys move in silence. I'm asking y'all, please change with the violence. Said even though I know that the gangsters move in silence. Whoa, we're knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door.
To my people in the Twin Towers,
I'll never forget you.
Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door.
Out to my soldiers in the Pentagon. Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door. New York, New York, New York, New York, New York. Mama, to my people in the streets, I'm talking to you now.
With Larry London.
The sky, it keeps on changing colors in the rain, and nothing ever seems to stay the same. But I found you to my surprise. I found all I needed in your eyes. And everyone keeps leaving, but you stayed when I held you tonight. Takes the place of love. It breaks through all the madness like a flood.
Country music from a group called Gloriana. They are an American country group which consists of brothers Tom Gossin and Mike Gossin, and they are based in Nashville, Tennessee. Gloriana, and that's Come Save Me on Border Crossings, a request from Joseph Agba Joe, who tunes into our program, and I thank you for that request here on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. I was talking about Facebook a little while ago, and I just put up some new videos for you to check out on Facebook. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And both of these are very interesting and very entertaining videos. One of them has been viewed over 1.5 million times on YouTube. It's a video of a guy, and I don't know, you decide if it's real or not. I mean, it looks kind of, I don't know, it's hard to believe if it's real, but the guy is facing the camera throughout the entire video, and he throws things over his shoulder constantly, and they all land exactly where they're supposed to. A carton of milk he tosses over his shoulder. It goes to the shelf in the refrigerator. So that's kind of odd. He takes his toothbrush after he's done, he tosses it over his shoulder, and it lands in the toothbrush dish, or the dish, you know, the container. So, I mean, one thing after another, he does these things over his shoulder. You have to decide if it's real or not. But the video's up, and I also put up another video. You know, we're in a day and age now, everybody's texting, and everybody's using emojis, these little animated images in their texts. And I put up a video that's very cute. It's a little documentary film, a couple minutes long, very short, about emojis and how emojis fit into our real world today. So it's very, very interesting to watch. So you got to check these things out. So go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and let me know what you think about both of these videos. Time now for our CD giveaway here on Border Crossings. We've got the Now 54 CD, which contains hits from Taylor Swift, Fall Out Boy, Maroon 5, many others. And we're giving them away every day. Our Listener of the Day giveaway on Border Crossings. Today's lucky Listener of the Day is Edwin El Grande, who tunes into Border Crossings. Yay, Edwin El Grande, you are the winner. Congratulations. You get the Now 54 CD, and you get this song request for Alana Miles, who is 6 foot tall. She is a tall drink of water. That's the old saying. She's a tall girl. This is called Black Velvet, a song from the late 80s, early 90s, inspired by a painting of Elvis Presley on Border Crossings.
Mississippi, the middle of the dry spell. Jimmy Rogers on the lick trolled up high. Mama's dancing, his baby on her shoulder. The sun is setting like molasses in the sky. Always wanting more.
Joanna Miles right here on Border Crossings and Black Velvet, her biggest hit. She's from Canada, and she's the daughter of a Canadian broadcaster, William Douglas Biles, who's a member of the Canadian Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Hope you enjoyed that song. This is Border Crossings. And I'm Larry London, and I want to say hello to Augustino, who just checked in to say happy 25th birthday to Chris Brown. Chris Brown arrested again in Las Vegas, got into a fist fight on a basketball court. So, oh well, Chris Brown's going to have some more problems, I guess. Those anger management issues continue to surface. Patrick checked in. Yar Alec posted something funny on my Facebook page as well. Thank you, Yar. Appreciate you sharing. It's all about sharing, so thank you. Go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Like to welcome a new member to the VOA One family of music hosts, Nikki Strong. She's in our studio. She's just joined us. Today's her first day. You're going to be hearing a lot more from her in the near future. Welcome, Nikki Strong, to VOA One. Also want to thank Greg, our engineer, and Felicia, and Vince, our producer director, for putting together Border Crossings today. Once again, I'm Larry London. Catch you tomorrow on the show at 1500 Universal. Have a great evening. Sleep well, and we'll see you tomorrow. This is Border Crossings on the VOA One Music Network.
Bring it on down.
საქართველოს არმიაში, რომელიც ყოველ წელს დიდი ნაბიჯებით უახლოვდება ნატოს სტანდარტებს, ჯერაც მოუგვარებელია ხარისხიანი კვებისა და სუფთა სასმელი წყლით უზრუნველყოფის საკითხები.
ხშირ შემთხვევაში წყალი ხდება მიზეზი ჯარისკაცების მოწამვლის.
როგორ აპირებს ასეთ ვითარებაში უფრო რთული სამხედრო ტექნიკური და ლოგისტიკური ამოცანების გადაჭრას თავდაცვის სამინისტროს ახალი ხელმძღვანელობა? უსმინეთ ყოველ ოთხ შაბათს კობა ლიკლიკაძის საავტორო პროგრამას „დაბრკოლების ზოლი“ სიხშირეზე FM 107.4.